This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
The White House notified Moscow before President Biden popped up in Ukraine this morning, just so there wasn't any misunderstanding that could lead to conflict, says National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan. The president spent 5 hours in Kyiv this morning saluting the Ukrainians for fighting Russia after it invaded 1 year ago this week.
1 year later, Kyiv stands, and Ukraine stands. Democracy stands. The Americans stand with you, and the world stands with you.
The AP's Charles de Ledesma.
The Ukraine visit comes at a crucial moment in the war as Biden looks to keep allies unified in their support for Ukraine as the war is expected to intensify with both sides preparing for spring offensives. In Kyiv, the president underlines total American support.
The Americans stand with you, and the world stands with you.
Biden, with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, salutes the will of the Ukrainian people.
You and all Ukrainians, Mr. President, remind the world every single day what the meaning of the word courage is.
I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Police in New Orleans say one person has died and four others were wounded after a shooting during a Mardi Gras parade last night. One person's in custody. CNN morning host Don Lemon isn't on the air again today as criticism continues over his comments last Thursday about Republican presidential candidate Nikki Haley. He said Haley, who is 51, is not in her prime. He has since apologized but has been widely criticized. Admirers are showing up at the Carter Center in Atlanta in honor of former President Carter, who's in hospice care now at his Georgia home. He is 98. One man says he wanted his sons to know how great a humanitarian Jimmy Carter is. This is AP News. The AP's Julie Walker has more on former President Carter and the well-wishers remembering him.
Prayers and memories of Jimmy Carter's legacy at Maranatha Baptist Church in Plains, Georgia Sunday, where he was a longtime worshiper. His niece Kim Fuller emotional as she offered this prayer.
Dear Heavenly Father, and we just thank you for giving us the opportunity to be in the lives of these people and to have known them and to love them.
And at the Carter Center in Atlanta, dozens of well-wishers like James Culbertson.
Not every day that you get to be so close to a place where a president lives and did so much great work.
The Carter Center says the 98-year-old decided to spend his remaining time at home with family, receiving hospice care instead of additional medical intervention. I'm Julie Walker.
The actor Richard Belzer has died. He was 78. You may remember him from Homicide: Life on the Street. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.